Well, good morning. Hello. I love being the apple fritter lady. I just realized that as I was saying good morning to you. Like, there's something so connected about sending these messages out in the morning. And even though I can't see you, I know you're there. And just that is so wonderful. So wonderful. I wanted today to just share something that has come up twice this week in a couple different coaching situations, and I love it. It's this, let me think how to explain it. What it is that two different people have shared with me these sort of physical ways that they have let themselves know that they're there for themselves. It's a way of comforting or soothing. Actually, I just thought there's three. Oh, I love that. I love how things always come in threes, and I didn't even see it until this minute. So one person that I was talking to sort of just naturally started just sort of hugging herself, you know, not obviously not like a, you know, a full-on hug, but putting her arms, you know, crossing her arms and sort of, you know, I'm doing it right now, but you can't see me, but I think you know what I mean, like sort of just crossing her arms and placing a hand on each shoulder and just sort of squeezing a little, like, hey, yeah, I'm here with you. And then another person tonight was saying she was going through a really hard time and she was in a big group of people. And she simply put her hand on her cheek and told herself, like, you know, just sort of silently, like, it's okay. It's okay. And there's something so beautiful about that, you know, the hand on the cheek like that. And then there was a third person I was talking to this week that was telling me, I love this. There's just like this beautiful like connection between all of this. Simply like a hand on her heart, like that when something really difficult is going on, difficult, like a rush of emotion, for instance, just a hand on the heart, like, you know, again, it's that I'm here with you. And I know it can sound a little bit hokey, you know, like, oh, I'm here with myself, but it's not. Like, we need that. Like, we're all these, like, bodies walking around full of, you know, all kinds of things are running through our body all the time, you know? Energy of joy, energy of sorrow, grief, you know, feeling attacked, feeling vulnerable, feeling too exposed, feeling very confident. I mean, there's a whole, obviously, huge range of things that can happen for us. But in those times when it's, when we are feeling open and sort of exposed and raw and vulnerable and grieving and disappointed, it can really help to just to have that, like, just a physical touch. And, you know, it's wonderful when it comes from someone else, and sometimes people voluntarily offer that. Sometimes people are around and we can ask them, you know, but a lot of times they're not. And maybe we are, you know, around a lot of strangers, or maybe it's just us somewhere. And I don't know, for me, I'm just taking away this, you know, this kind of, I think of it as one tool, which is just sort of like, what kind of physical comfort could I offer myself right now in the form of, you know, a physical touch combined with some sort of silent reassurance that I'm here and I've got your back. You know, I like that. It's kind of like, yeah, like a friend would do, like, I've got you, honey. So anyway, I'm glad those things all came up. I'm grateful to the different people who, talked about those with me this week, very different people in different situations, and I'm really happy to share it with you. So be kind to yourself today. See if there isn't some moment in the day when you, you know, you just feel like offering a little something and, you know, give yourself some comfort. Comfort. I like it, just saying that word, comfort. Okay, take good care. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.